to pace it.
Okay, great. All right. So, please join me in welcoming Beth.
I'm Beth. I'm a recovering compulsive eater. It is so wonderful to be in a room that I love so much with so many people that I love so much. And I feel like I'm just in this ocean of gratitude, and the waves are really high, and it's this nice, warm ocean. And I noticed this morning, like, sometimes when I go to share, I'm worried I won't have enough to say, and this morning I was mostly worried that I'll have too much to say and jump all over the place, but that's fine. I started coming to OA in 2004 in the city, and it's really, there's a lot of complexity in my story, and really one of the things I want to emphasize is this is just my story and my strength experience and hope, and I think it's very important that with the way addiction works, I think each person needs to know that their story is both valid and it can be individual. So this is just what has and hasn't worked for me. The paradox is, like, OA saved my life, and then also while I was in OA, my life was in danger because of the feelings that were there when I wasn't medicating them with food. And I have a good amount of outside issues that I didn't even know they were there until I put down the food in a certain way. So it's so multi-layered. Like, I'll hear people say abstinence is the most important thing in my life, and I'm so glad that's their experience. And for me, sometimes that has been my experience, and then other times that has not been my experience. But I mean, I think that just makes sense in some ways. Higher power changes, I change, life changes, circumstances change, and I think so much of my own addiction and egoic grasping and all of that stuff is wanting the flow of life to just hold still and flow in the way I want it to flow. And that used to be painful in a way that I didn't think I could keep living. And now it's become more like a paper cut level of painful, which is amazing. So I think that was a big part of what wanted to come through today, is like recovery. And like some people now say, I'm a recovered compulsive eater. And oh, that used to trigger me so much. And now I get it. So like that level of change is possible, to me, is very humbling and very cool. So also the gratitude that I'm sitting in is just realizing so many of the promises that have come true in my life today are because of OA. And it wasn't immediate, like in the sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. I don't recall anything being quick for me in this program. Not at all. Like I have fought and wrestled with it the whole way. And for me, keep coming back was the most important tool until it wasn't. So there's that change again. What it was like for me in the beginning is it was like life happened on these lily pads of needing to get to the next hit and not realizing that. It's what I grew up in. It's what my family still practices. And I feel the promises is like between the lily pads in a way. And then my behavior while I'm on the lily pad of like, ah, is so different now. And I like that definition of addiction. It helped me a lot that in order to maintain it, I need to keep using more of the same substance, but I get diminishing returns. Thank you. So what it was like was keeping on reaching for certain foods that had me go, like I can keep going until the next one. And then also anorexia is a huge part of my story. And when I first used a food plan, I didn't even realize I was practicing anorexia until I realized it. And so that's some of what it was like. I mean, let's not even get into what an unpleasant person I was to be around, with a smile on my face, of course, because I do think people-pleasing can be a big part of a lot of our stories. Like, smile, fuck you, as I'm eating. That was a huge part of what it was for me. And so what happened, I don't even know, just a bunch of stuff worked. Oh my gosh, every single tool, I couldn't leave out one of them. I've probably been the least strong on literature, yet I love it how it gets snuck in at some meetings, how we read together and hearing other people reflect on the literature. And I think it's, for me, I would put like the online OA recovery shares kind of along with literature. That's a newer thing since that tool came along. But when I couldn't be vulnerable to another perfectly imperfect human being, to just reach out for someone that could be over there, whether it's the words on the page or just listening to the podcast and listening to all that someone else went through in this disease and what happened for them, that was really, really important for me. There's just extreme levels of misery and isolation in this disease for so many of us, and I'm so grateful that that has been in my past for a long time now. And I thank you all so much who have been there to take calls, to take texts, to share on whatever app we use to connect. Just what a completely priceless gift. Wow. Bless you. Yes. So step 11 is kind of coming through. I used to think of step 11 as the do nothing step, and that was quite offensive to me because I like to do something. Do. Just give me something that I can check off a list, and I want credit. I want other people to see me checking it off the list. And 11 step is like sought through prayer and meditation. It was so unfinal, but hello, that's this ever-evolving flow of life. And I still work with the concept of higher power a lot. I've been shocked at what a ingrained, like, judgmental, punitive, shaming higher power was in here already. I honestly don't know where that came from. We went to church a little bit when I was growing up, and my mom is actually super into God. She has a really strong connection with her higher power that works for her really well, and I honestly don't know where that came from, but it's very true for me. I suspect that growing up with addiction, my little kid wanted to have some sort of perceived authority, and so this invisible thing that was really keeping score, and like that Santa Claus higher power, he knows when you're good and bad and all that stuff. So that still comes back sometimes, but oh my gosh, so much less than it used to. And something that's been really important in my recovery is the replacement method. Like, at first I thought, like, my unaided will is, well, if you don't like something you're doing, just stop it. And it's like, well, thanks, genius. You know, why is there recovery then if that worked? But that's, I love the Maya Angelou quote. I did the best I could at the time. When I could do better, I did. I lean on that all the time. When shame or regret comes up, when fear of what other people are thinking about me, thank you, comes up. Yep, did the best I could. And then guess what? That applies for other people too. That applies to my parents. They were doing the best they could at the time. I mean, I may have opinions about that, but yeah, it's nobody on this earth that I have encountered is withholding their best. That's their best, and that includes me. So what it's like now is something that I would have been too scared to dream for or hope for. It actually is, I mean, unqualified life beyond my wildest dreams. My problems have been so upgraded, it's ridiculous. And something I've been working with lately is this idea that when I'm worrying and when I want to criticize, that's actually a tool for just trying to reduce the positive energy. So I do believe that binging the way I did was trying to fill myself up. Like, yes, it's true about the God-sized hole, but there's something else too about this body experience of I want to be grounded, I want to feel safe, all of those things that if we've been around active addiction in ourselves or others, it can be impossible to find that place. So then sometimes we reach for outside substances that's not their job. So working with when I want to worry, obsess, and not trying to muscle it, because again, if I could have changed that on my own, I would have. But bringing in higher power, one of the big messages that came through today when I was thinking about what I wanted to share is also that this step 11 is now a working relationship for me. It's not a I wait for higher power to change things, but it's also not a I work my ass off to the point of exhaustion, hoping higher power will be pleased with me. It's like, just off the bat, higher power is pleased with me. And I had a teacher say, anyone who is surviving on Earth today is a success. No questions asked. You're alive. You got dressed. You got here somehow. Success. 100% of the people here, whoever's in that other room, like whoever's hanging out in the trees, success. And that is a positive energy for me to take in. It's so vulnerable to let go of those beliefs that I need to do and prove myself and basically kill myself so that someone else can give me life in a way. I definitely am aware of the people that we've lost to this disease, whether totally physically body is done or whether there's just nobody home. And I will be visiting with family next week, and it's my job to keep my oxygen mask on, take care of what I need to take care of around food and rest and speaking up and all of that stuff, and they get to have their successful life experience, whatever that looks like. And a lot of people in my family wear the ravages of this disease on their body, and in a way, it's my business to have my feelings about that and be honest about that, not to them necessarily, but and it's also not my business in another way. So a lot of paradox in my step 11, thank goodness, because nothing else holds all of the variety in this life. And higher power is saying now, yeah, there's someone who's heart is very, very heavy, and if nothing else, I can say I was there where my heart was so heavy, and I didn't think I could go on, and I didn't think life would ever get any better, and I thought I was supposed to practice being miserable without hurting myself, and that was so not true. Oh my gosh. We get to have fun. I love that part of the big book that says we are not a glum lot. Like, we get to laugh and connect and be creative if we want to. I get to. So that's some of my story, and thanks a lot for being here.
Great. We will now pass the basket to observe these seven.